first off, I'd just like to make a statement that I sincerely applaud the decision by our leadership to seek outside independent experts, and they were independent of each other as well, but to provide us with the analysis. And it was very, very protected in the sense that our senior administrators had nothing to do with their independent analysis, and we could have taken one in the gut. We were ready for that, though, but we were very, very pleased to hear that their results were similar to our own analysis, the university's analysis of the data as well. So I applaud the university for seeking the outside analysis and being ready and bold and ready to respond if it had gone one way or the other.
And as you just mentioned, Debbie, this is the finding today, similar to what we heard from Provost Jim Dean and other UNC officials earlier, that the test that Mary Willingham used really doesn't tell us a whole lot about the grade level or the academic readiness of students. Is that basically the conclusion here, that the numbers that we're looking at really don't tell us anything one way or the other? Or can we look at these numbers and draw the opposite conclusion, that in fact these students were college ready?
Well, I think the bigger question is everyone in the university community is concerned as to whether or not we are indeed providing the holistic, the full education that students, any student who comes to the university is expecting and should receive. And so we have to take a look at each particular student's journey, their adventure, their background, their experiences. And we all know, we are all in agreement that the student-athlete journey is quite different than most students on campus. The demands, everything that it takes to be an outstanding varsity athlete at UNC, it's heavy. It's a heavy load. And also the nature of it being UNC competing in the NCAA Division I and the Atlantic Coast Conference. So now you're talking about the best of the best, and some of them actually being world-class athletes. And so that's a great demand. And then can we, with that being the backdrop, can they still have an excellent experience academically or extracurricular activities outside of athletics? That's challenging. And I don't think there's anyone who would not feel that we have to continue to monitor, evaluate, measure what's the best way, but also looking from an individual perspective. There are students who come to UNC who are less prepared. We know that, but they aren't necessarily athletes. They could have other unique gifts and talents that they might not be as prepared as some who are outstanding, outstanding students. So when we go back and we look at a test like this, and again, you can look at the independent analysis. You can go to the new website that's been posted, carolinacommit.unc.edu, and take a look at this specific test. I wouldn't necessarily just dismiss it and say, oh, the researchers or people who are looking at this test or applying it years ago, I'm not going to dismiss that completely. But when you talk about the conclusions that are drawn from this one test at this one time, clearly, it does not provide the insight. It does not provide the analysis to say that someone is underprepared in their reading level for UNC.
We're speaking with Debbie Strohman, UNC lecturer and former UVA women's basketball player, among many other qualifications. And Debbie, sort of following up on that, where now do we stand in this larger conversation about academic readiness for UNC athletes, whether UNC and colleges in general are providing athletes with a quality education? As you said, it's got to be looked at on an individual level. That makes the conversation a little bit more difficult. There are other numbers that we should be looking at as well. What's the next step in this conversation?
Well, the next step is to continue the work that we're doing. We've been working on this for years, but we want to continue to celebrate our athletes as sports performers and as scholars, as students who've come here knowing the importance of having a UNC degree. They bring unique gifts and energy to this campus, and we welcome them. We want UNC to continue to be a leader academically and athletically. but also our ongoing work to keep UNC as one of the best educational values in higher education. And that means affordability. That means having outstanding academics, outstanding people. So we're going to continue to evaluate and measure our reforms. And again, by visiting that website, and I feel like I'm a promotion here, but it's an outstanding website, carolinacommit.unc.edu, to look at the reforms that we have in place now. We'll continue to evaluate and measure those. We're going to continue to ask the tough questions. There are some people in the community and beyond who feel that quite possibly people on campus are not asking the tough questions. Well, we're doing that. I serve on the Faculty Athletics Committee. Also, there's the Provost Working Group. We have a number of committees and units within the athletic department that are asking the tough questions, to see how we can do things better. How might we change this? How might we change that? To, again, make sure that our students and our student athletes have an excellent experience. Now, just because we are one of the best public institutions in America, we're always in the top three. We are outstanding. But we're not going to settle on our laurels. We are not going to sit back and act like that we cannot, we just can't take this for granted. We're going to continue to ask the tough questions. We're going to continue to institute even more reforms because we feel that North Carolina can be a leader in all of this, in this entire dynamic of student athletes at prestigious universities.